The idea for this topic actually developed through my representation of several clients, particularly in the context of taxpayers making claims for financial disability, which, if you're not familiar with it, taxpayer has a refund. There's a time limit in which they have to make a refund. And if you don't, then you can, there's a one small statutory exception which allows you more time to get a refund if you can prove that you're financially disabled. And there's actually a fair amount of New York City residents that have PTSD as a result of 9/11. And so there's a it's fairly common among the PTSD community to just fall out of compliance, including when they get money back. And so having represented a number of them with the sort of and seeing some of the issues, the sort of the thoughts came together to make a controversy-based topic on this: diminished capacity clients, unavailable clients, and deceased clients. Normally, obviously, estate and gift practitioners, this is their sort of bread and butter. They deal with aging clients, deceased clients. That's sort of what they do. So this was sort of more of a controversy focus. So we're going to talk about the three kinds of clients, special clients. Clicker, which I can't see. Apologize. So we're going to talk about three special kinds of clients. Clients with diminished capacity, which we'll define in a bit. Unavailable clients. Clients disappear on you all the time. And clients that die during the course of your representation. And we're going to talk about it in three specific contexts, just generally, just some general issues that affect all of these kind of clients. And then again, we're going to take it into sort of the controversy realm and talk about IRS examination issues and the unique issues that crop up during litigation or as you're about to get into litigation.